بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد. In the name of Allah, the Most Merciful, the One who bestows mercy, indeed all praise is due to Allah, the Lord of the worlds, and may peace and blessings be upon our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, upon his family, companions, and all those who follow the guidance of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam until Yawm al-Qiyamah. And in this lesson, which is a continuation of reading from the tafsir of Shaykh Abdurrahman ibn Nasir al-Sa'di rahimullah, we come to the 58th ayah of Surah Al-Baqarah. And as usual, we'll read it together inshallah, and then we'll go through one ayah each, and then after that we'll go through the tafsir of these ayat. A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim.
Wa idh qulna dkhulu hadhihi alqaryata fakulu. منها حيث شئتم رغدا وادخلوا الباب سجدا وقولوا حطة نغفر لكم خطاياكم وسنزيد المحسنين
فبدل الذين ظلموا
قولا غير الذي قيل لهم فأنزلنا على الذين ظلموا رجزا من السماء بما كانوا يفسقون
بما كانوا يفسقون
وإذ استسقى موسى لقومه فقلنا اضرب بعصاك الحجر
فانفجرت منه اثنتا عشرة عينا
قد علم كل أناس مشربهم كلوا واشربوا
من رزق الله
ولا تعثوا في الأرض مفسدين وإذ قلتم يا موسى لن نصبر على طعام واحد فادع لنا ربك يخرج لنا مما تنبت الأرض
من بقلها
وفومها وعدسها وبصلها قال أتستبدلون الذي
قال
هو أدنى
بالذي هو خير
اهبطوا مصرا فإن لكم ما سألتم وضربت عليهم الذلة والمسكنة وباءوا بغضب من الله ذلك بأنهم كانوا يكفرون بآيات الله ويقتلون النبيين بغير الحق ذلك بما عصوا وكانوا يعتدون أحسن الله إليكم. These آيات Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is continuing in his address to Bani Israel and how he gave the blessings and the favors to Bani Israel. And despite all of these blessings and favors that he gave them, they rejected the blessings and they disbelieved in him, and they also killed and plotted against the prophets and the messengers who came them. And in the previous lesson, we mentioned how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he reminded Bani Israel, O Bani Israel, remember when we saved you from Ali Fir'aun. These are the ayat which we took last week in the last lesson. وَإِذْ نَجَّيْنَاكُمْ مِنْ آلِ فِرْعَوْنَ O Bani Israel, remember when we saved you from the army of Fir'aun. What did he used to do? He used to kill the boys and allow the women to live, and he used to enslave them. And Allah reminded them, O Bani Israel, remember when you came to the ocean with Musa alayhi salam, and we split the ocean for you, and you passed by, and Fir'aun was drowned. O Bani Israel, remember when we took Musa alayhi salam for 40 nights, and we took him for these 40 nights in order to bless you with the Torah, i.e. we would reveal upon him a book, the Torah, which contains knowledge, it contains wisdom, and this was another blessing upon you. And in those 40 days that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he took Musa alayhi salam, what did they do? Instead of worshipping Allah who saved them and who drowned Fir'aun and who gave Musa the Torah, instead of worshipping him, they took a cow and they started worshipping this cow. And then Musa alayhi salam, he came back to them, and after all of this, Allah still forgave them. Allah said, ثُمَّ عَفَوْنَا عَنْكُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ ذَلِكَ. Even after all of this, we still forgave you and we pardon you. And then we gave Musa the book and we gave him the Furqan so that you may be guided. And then after all of these blessings, we mentioned in last lesson how Bani Israel, they had the jur'ah, the audacity to say to Musa alayhi salam, we will not believe in Allah. We will not believe in Allah until our eyes see him. And this was a jur'ah, this was an audacity who nobody had before. That after all of these miracles and these blessings which Allah has given you, O Bani Israel, despite this, you have the audacity to say to Musa alayhi salam, we will only believe in Allah if we see him with our own eyes. And of course, it isn't possible for anybody to see Allah in this dunya with his own eyes. However, in the akhirah, Ahlul Sunnah, they believe that the believers will see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with their own eyes. And this is called Ru'yatullah, the believers seeing Allah on Yawm al-Qiyamah. Al-Muhim, so when they asked this, then they heard a loud sound, or they were taken over by unconsciousness, they went to unconsciousness, they fell into a coma or a deep sleep. And then after this, they should have died, but Allah blessed them again. Then Allah says, ثُمَّ بَعَثْنَاكُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَوْتِكُمْ. Then we blessed you even more, that we resurrected you after you had already died, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ, so you may show shukr. And then finally Allah mentions to them the blessings that we sent upon you clouds which bring down beneficial rain. وَأَنزَلْنَا عَلَيْكُمُ الْمَنَّ وَالسَّلْوَى. And we gave you food. This food which Allah gave was a food in which Bani Israel did not need to tire themselves. They didn't need to work or anything. And it is al-man and as-salwa. And the meaning of al-man is any type of vegetation which comes easy to them that they don't have to work for. Allah blessed them with vegetation and with fruits that they don't have to work for, they don't have to farm, it just came down upon them. And as for as-salwa, then it is a quail or a particular type of bird which they used to eat the meat. Allah says to them, "Kulu min tayyibati ma razaqnakum." So after all of this, eat from the tayyibat, the pure things which we have provided for you. But of course, Bani Israel, they disbelieved in Allah. So look how many blessings Allah gave them, blessing after blessing after blessing, miracle after miracle, prophet after prophet, and yet despite all of this, dhulm and kufr and killing the prophets and the messengers and taking idols and cows and other deities of worship. And then Allah said at the end of all of these ayat, وَمَا ظَلَمُونَ, that despite all of this oppression, they didn't harm us. They didn't oppress Allah. وَلَكِنْ كَانُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ يَظْلِمُونَ, but they used to oppress themselves. And we mentioned in last week's lesson how when a person does not obey Allah, disobeys Him, disbelieves in Him, this isn't harming Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when a person worships Allah, then this is of no benefit to Allah Jalla fil Ula. So if all of the ummah, in fact if all of mankind, they came together to worship Allah, it doesn't increase Allah in anything. Because that which is perfect cannot be added to or perfected. So Allah is already perfect in every one of His names and characteristics. So if all of mankind came together in order to worship Allah, then Allah does not benefit from it. And if all of mankind came together and disbelieved in Allah and performed shirk with Allah, then it would not harm Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the ones who are in need of ibadah are us ourselves. And the ones and those who disbelieve or disobey Allah, then they only harm themselves. And for this reason Allah ended this ayah by reminding Bani Israel, وَمَا ظَلَمُونَ وَلَكِنْ كَانُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ يَظْلِمُونَ, that they did not harm us, they did not oppress us, they only oppressed themselves. In these ayat which we read today, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He carries on mentioning the blessings and the favors which He bestowed upon Bani Israel. And remember, of course, these ayat, they are being revealed to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam and the Jews who were around him. Al-Yahud who were in Medina at that time and those who were around him from Ahlul Kitab, these ayat are being revealed to them and they are being addressed. And Allah is telling the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam to remember and make mention of what happened with Bani Israel as a lesson to Ahlul Kitab and Yahud in that time and today, that those were your Salaf, those were your predecessors, and look what they did, so do not follow their way. And the first blessing which Allah mentions in these ayat, He said, وَإِذْ قُلْنَا ادْخُلُوا هَذِهِ الْقَرْيَةَ, that when we said to Bani Israel, after all of this kufr and all of this disbelief, we said to Bani Israel, enter into this village or this city. And the village or the city which is intended, this qarya, i.e. Jerusalem. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He allowed them to enter into this city in a state of honor and in a state of ease and being provided for. فَكُلُوا مِنْهَا حَيْثُ شِئْتُمْ رَغَدًا, and eat from this city whatever you want. Whatever we have given you from al-man wa-salwa and the tayyibat which we have given you, then you are free to eat from it whatever you want. So this is a blessing that Allah bestowed upon them. And He said, وَدْخُلُوا الْبَابَ سُجَّدًا وَقُولُوا حِطَّةً, but when you enter into the gates of the city, when you enter into the gates of Jerusalem, then enter in a state of humbleness, سُجَّدًا, meaning your heads are bowing to Allah in gratitude to Him, in thanks to Him, in humbleness and humility to Him. And say, وَقُولُوا حِطَّةً, and say حِطَّةً. And the meaning of the word حِطَّةً is we seek your forgiveness. And as Shaykh al-Sa'di rahimullah, he says, say hitta, an yahitta anhum khitayahum bisu'alihim iya maghfiratahu. That say hitta, meaning, oh Allah, the meaning of hitta here is for something to be dropped or removed. So say hitta, meaning, oh Allah, remove our sins from us because of us asking you for forgiveness. وَسَنَزِيدُ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. He said, نَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ خَطَايَاكُمْ. That if you enter into the city in this state, with humility, with submissiveness, showing shukr to Allah, seeking forgiveness for your sins, then نَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ خَطَايَاكُمْ. All of those sins which you have committed, we will forgive those sins for you. And those who do good, وَسَنَزِيدُ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. And those who do good amongst you, then we will give them even more of a reward. But Bani Israel, is this what they did? Did they think and contemplate about the blessings which Allah gave them? Did they think and contemplate the many chances which Allah kept giving them? No, they didn't. Allah says, فَبَدَّلَ الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا. That those who were ظالمون amongst them, the oppressors amongst them, they changed this word. Instead of entering the city in submissiveness and showing gratitude to Allah, and instead of saying to Allah, Hitta, oh Allah, forgive our sins, فَبَدَّلَ الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا. Those who were oppressful amongst them, they changed this. And notice in this ayah, look at the justice of Allah. Allah did not say that they changed. Allah didn't say, Bani Israel, all of them changed this word. Allah said, those amongst them who used to commit oppression, they are the ones who changed. I.e., it wasn't all of Bani Israel who plotted and disbelieved. And for this reason, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He didn't generalize. Rather, He said, some of them who did this dhulm of kufr and shirk, they are the ones who changed. And like this as well, that if there is a group of people and some of them are worthy of being rebuked, we don't rebuke everybody. If there's a class of students, for example, and some of them are deserving to be punished, then it isn't from justice that all of them are punished. And for this reason, Allah didn't say all of them changed. He said, الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا, the ones who oppressed, they are the ones who changed. What did they change? قَوْلًا غَيْرَ الَّذِي قِيلَ لَهُمْ. That instead of saying hitta, the word which was revealed to them, Allah said to them, say hitta, see forgiveness for your sins. Instead of saying this word hitta, they used to plot and they used to mock and insult Allah and His Messenger, and they used to change the word. So instead of saying hitta, they would say, for example, hinta. And the meaning of hinta is wheat, a grain of wheat. Instead of saying, oh Allah, we seek your forgiveness, just to mock Allah and mock His Messenger, they would say hinta. They would say a grain of wheat, just as a form of mockery. And if they changed their word, instead of saying hitta, they said hinta, then how they entered the city, when Allah told them to enter in a state of submissiveness, they also changed. So they entered into the city in arrogance and pride and haughtiness. So what did Allah do? فَأَنزَلْنَا عَلَى الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا رِجْزًا مِّنَ السَّمَاءِ. So we revealed upon those, we sent upon those who oppressed, not upon all of them, because Allah is just. He said, those who oppressed amongst them, those who are arrogant, those who changed the words of Allah, we sent upon them rijz. And the meaning of rijz, a adab, a punishment. We sent upon them a punishment from the sky. Why? Bima kanu yafsuqun. Because of this open disobedience which they showed to Allah. And then again Allah reminds them another blessing and another favor He gave them. He said, وَإِذِ اسْتَسْقَى مُوسَى لِقَوْمِهِ. When Musa alayhi salam, when he sought water for his people, Musa alayhi salam, he supplicated to Allah that Allah brings out, whether it is rain or whether it is springs, water for his people. فَقُلْ نَضْرِبْ بِعَصَاكَ الْحَجَرِ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, out of His kindness to them, He said to Musa that this stone, hit it with your stick. And if you hit it with your stick, then فَانْفَجَرَتْ مِنْهُ اثْنَتَا عَشْرَةَ عَيْنَا. Then 12 different springs came out gushing with water. And notice we said, Bani Israel, there were 12 different tribes. And because there were 12 different tribes, Allah sent forth 12 different springs or fountains which gave water. So look at this blessing and this favor which Allah gave Bani Israel. After all of this disobedience and kufr, even when Musa asked for water, Allah could have given them just a single spring of water, but He didn't do so. He gave them 12 different springs. For each tribe amongst them, a spring of their own, so there will be no difficulty upon them. There will be no difficulty or rushing or striving upon them. Each one had his own spring. And for this reason Allah said, قَدْ عَلِمَ كُلُّ أُنَاسٍ مَشْرَبَهُمْ, that every single one of those 12 tribes of Bani Israel, each one of them automatically knew where their spring of water was. And Allah said to them, كُلُوا وَشْرَبُوا مِنْ رِزْقِ اللَّهِ, that eat and drink from the rizq of Allah. Eat and drink from the provisions of Allah, but وَلَا تَعْثُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ مُفْسِدِينَ, but do not wander upon this earth causing fasad. And of course the greatest fasad is disobedience to Allah and kufr and rejecting His blessings. And then Allah also reminds them of their lack of patience. So Bani Israel, not only did they plot against the prophets and the messengers and were arrogant and disbelieve and mock Allah, but on top of that, they are a people who do not have patience. And Allah reminded them of this. He said, وَإِذْ قُلْتُمْ يَا مُوسَىٰ, and when you said, O Bani Israel, remember, O Bani Israel, when you said, يَا مُوسَىٰ, O Musa, لَن نَصْبِرَ عَلَىٰ طَعَامٍ وَاحِدٍ, that we will not bear with one type of food. Allah gave them al-man wa-salwa. Allah gave them from the vegetation and He gave them from meat, but there were people who were greedy and not patient. And you find this same characteristic today, which was found in those times then. Greediness and a lack of a sabr amongst al-Yahud. So instead of them showing shukr to Allah, they said, Oh Musa, go tell your Lord that we will not be patient, we will not bear this food which you have sent down for us. Rather, فَدْعُ لَنَا رَبَّكَ, rather supplicate your Lord, يُخْرِجْ لَنَا مِمَّا تُنْبِتُ الْأَرْضِ مِنْ بَقْلِهَا, that your Lord should send out herbs from the earth and قِثَاء and cucumbers, وَفُومِهَا وَعَدَسِهَا وَبَصَلِهَا, and garlic and lentils and legumes and onions and so on and so forth. And Allah said to them, questioning their logic, He said, قَالَ أَتَسْتَبْدِلُونَ الَّذِي هُوَ أَدْنَى بِالَّذِي هُوَ خَيْرٍ, that what we have given you is easy for you and it is better for you. Meat from tender quails and man, easy vegetation which grows for you. And yet you want to exchange all of this for things which are difficult upon you, like legumes and onions and so on and so forth. And of course, Bani Israel, they only did this again due to a lack of shukr, a lack of gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So then how did Allah reply to them? How did Allah recompense them? He said, اِهْبِطُوا مِصْرًا فَإِنَّ لَكُمْ مَا سَأَلْتُمْ, He said, leave this city, go away. Go away from this land and you will have that which you asked for. وَضُرِبَتْ عَلَيْهِمُ الذِّلَّةِ وَالْمَسْكَنَةِ, and they were hit with humiliation. They were humiliated, dhilla, from the word dhalil. Like we say dhalil, i.e. they were humiliated. Upon Bani Israel is that they were humiliated. وَالْمَسْكَنَةَ وَبَاءُوا بِغَضَبٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ, and also they earned the anger of Allah Jalla fil Ula. Why did they earn the anger of Allah? Why were they humiliated? ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّهُمْ كَانُوا يَكْفُرُونَ بِآيَاتِ اللَّهِ, because they used to disbelieve in the ayat of Allah. And the meaning of ayat is that there are two meanings of ayat. There is ayatullah al-shar'iyya and ayatullah al-kawniyya. Ayatullah al-shar'iyya are the ayat of Allah which are revealed in the Quran. These are the shar'i ayat of Allah, the verses or the ayat of the Quran which we recite, or the previous ayat which we reveal in the divine books. As for ayatullah al-kawniyya, these are the universal signs of Allah. So we say, for example, وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ اللَّيْلُ وَالنَّهَارِ, that from His ayat is the night and the day. We say from His ayat is the sky and the earth. meaning from his universal signs which people see and should believe in. So those things which causes us to believe in Allah, the ayat which causes us to believe in Allah, two types of ayat. Number one, the miracle of the Quran and the ayat which are contained in the Quran, and also that which we see around us. So when we see the night and the day and how it changes, this causes a person to believe in Allah. When a person sees the creation of the earth and the creation of the stars and the sun and the moon, this causes a person to believe in Allah. Like Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah said, "Fi kulli shay'in lahu ayah tadullu ala annahu wahid." That in every single thing there is an ayah of Allah showing us that He is one. And Allah said, "Wafi anfusikum," and even in yourselves there are ayat. Look at your body, contemplate yourself, you'll find ayat, you'll find signs and evidences of the existence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So why did Allah strike them with humiliation and the anger of Allah? Because they used to disbelieve in the ayat of Allah, the ayat al-shar'iyya and the ayat al-kawniyya. And وَيَقْتُلُونَ النَّبِيِّينَ بِغَيْرِ الْحَقِّ. And they also used to kill the prophets without any right. ذَلِكَ بِمَا عَصَوَّ وَكَانُوا يَعْتَدُونَ. And this is because of the i'tida, the oppression and the transgression which they used to commit. And notice, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He humiliated them and they invited His anger because of sins which they used to do, because of them disbelieving. And because of them fighting and killing the prophets, they earned the anger of Allah and they were humiliated and they kept on sinning. And this again goes back to the previous point, that when a person sins, sometimes the punishment of this sin is sinning more and more. Look at Bani Israel, when they rejected the first blessing, because this was a sin, then they were punished by doing another sin. So they rejected the next blessing of Allah. And then because they did a sin, then they were punished in this world by doing another sin. So they started taking the cow as a form of worship and they kept sinning and sinning. And the author, Shaykh Abd al-Rahman ibn Nasir Sa'di rahimullah, he mentions, فَإِنَّ الْمَعَاصِي يَجِرُّ بَعْضُهَا بَعْضًا. That sins, they invite other sins. When a person sins, then this invites another sin. فَالْغَفْلَةِ يَنْشَى عَنْهَا الذَّنْبَ الصَّغِيرِ. So when a person has ghafla of Allah, when a person forgets Allah, when a person is negligent of Allah, then he starts doing the minor sins. ثُمَّ يَنْشَأُ عَنْهُ الذَّنْبَ الْكَبِيرِ. And because of doing minor sins, he starts doing major sins. ثُمَّ يُنْشَأُ عَنْهَا أَنْوَاعُ الْبِدَعَ وَالْكُفَرُ وَغَيْرَ ذَلِكَ. And then because of doing major sins, he starts doing innovations. And then because of doing innovations, he starts doing a kufr and a shirk. And note, and we finish with this inshallah, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as we mentioned, these ayat, they were revealed to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam was there, then Bani Israel, they had gone. Many centuries before, Bani Israel had gone. So why did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, why did he reveal these ayat on the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam? It isn't the case that Bani Israel exist anymore at his time. So why did Allah reveal these ayat? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He revealed these ayat because despite Bani Israel having gone a long time ago, but Ahlul Kitab and Al-Yahud and the remnants of Bani Israel, the offspring of Bani Israel, they still remained. And Allah was still reminding them of a number of things. Firstly, Ahlul Kitab, at the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, they used to praise themselves. And they used to think that they are better than the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And they were arrogant. And they think that they were better than the rest of creation. And better than the Arabs and so on and so forth. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He reminded them that remember where you came from. Those Bani Israel, and you're arrogant and you're proud over the rest of the people. They were people who lacked patience. They were people who did not show shukr. They were people who were humiliated by Allah. And they had bad manners. Secondly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He reminded them that the actions which Bani Israel used to do, the Ahlul Kitab at the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, they never used to forbid or speak bad about those actions. They used to accept those actions. They never used to speak bad about those actions. And there's a principle, they say, وَالرَّاضِي بِالْمَعْصِيَةِ شَرِيكٌ لِلْعَاصِي. الرَّاضِي بِالْمَعْصِيَةِ شَرِيكٌ لِلْعَاصِي. That the one who is pleased with disobedience being committed is like the person who committed the disobedience. So if we have two people, one of them steals, and the other one sees him stealing, doesn't say anything, doesn't forbid him, accepts it, doesn't speak against him, then he is the partner of the one who committed disobedience. And our ummah, we have been ordered with al-amr bil ma'ruf wa nahy anil munkar, that we have to enjoin goodness and we have to speak against the evil. So it isn't correct for a Muslim, for a person who is upon the sunnah, ahl sunnah, that they see evil being committed and they remain silent. They don't give nasiha, they don't try the best to remove it, they don't warn the people, they don't speak to anybody. They see innovations being committed all around them and they remain silent. And they don't say this is an innovation, they don't teach the people the sunnah. And this is what al-Yahud used to do. That they knew what Bani Israel did, they knew what their predecessors did, but they used to remain silent about this. So Allah reminded them of these sins that they committed, as if Allah is saying to them that the one who knows of disobedience, the one who knows of a sin, the one who knows of innovations, the one who knows of shirk, then doesn't speak against it and he accepts it, then he is equal to and he is a partner with the one who is doing the disobedience and the one who is doing the innovations and a shirk. And we'll suffice with that for this lesson. Wallahu a'lam. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Ashhadu la ilaha illa ant. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.